Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do you think we'll start with the matter communications, which you prefer?
Or Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, let's get, Dave, you want to, first taken care of, replat?
I have one item for approval this morning. It's Corky at Union Center. This is a replat. They want to take two existing industrial lots and cut it into three lots. This is in Westchester.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Galloway?
Yes.
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 Matt, could you give us an update, please, on the 800 megahertz?
Sir.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
I know it's improper to start any report or presentation with an apology, but I think it's entirely appropriate in this case. I had prepared a nice update for you 2 weeks ago, and then due to scheduling conflicts, I was unable to present it at a meeting. And I had planned on using that again this morning, and I sat down with it and realized that it's totally out of date just 2 weeks later. So, but that's, in a sense, that's good news because it shows just how much activity is currently going on. For the record, the big news is that all 10 of the new towers are all complete and standing in the air. We're finishing up on a few sites with final electrical and fencing, and the network radio equipment's been ordered, the consoles have been ordered, and those are all in the process. Some are arriving as we speak. This week is a big week for us because the fixed network equipment is going to start being installed at the tower sites. The last site, the final site, which is a co-location, the installation begins this week also. So as of this week, we have all 14 tower sites underway or completed, actually. This week also, the subscriber order for the radios for the police officers and firefighters, the mobiles and the portables that they need, will be submitted this week.
How many do you think there'll be of those?
There'll be right around 2,000. I don't have an exact number just yet. And then the big item, at least for me, is the frequency licensing begins this week. We had a project meeting just a week or two ago, and in reviewing our progress, out of the 26 tasks we had for 2007, we completed 20 of them on time. Of the ones that we didn't, most of them were on the sites because we were delayed in getting the deals worked out for the radio towers. In some cases, we had to make changes, and they were on our part. The other, we didn't get our microwave constructed because we can't construct our microwave until we know where the radio sites are going to be and they can finish those. And then the other thing that didn't happen was we didn't start the network equipment installation. But the last two were actually scheduled for December, so we're really not that far behind, and we believe we can make it up. The frequency licensing is the one thing we are months behind on, but that's not our fault. That's the federal government's with the rebanding issue, and it's starting to get a little bit clearer now. And we have a meeting scheduled on Wednesday with several different folks, and we hope to get things started there so we'll be able to have the frequencies licensed so that we can begin testing of the system on schedule here in a couple months. As far as everything, I know 20 out of 26 may not seem very good, but in a lot of ways, I'm very excited that we're doing that well. We had a lot of obstacles to overcome here, a lot of varying ideas on how best to proceed with this, and it is any time, I guess, that you do a project that hasn't been done before, definitely on the scale of this, it is not without difficulty. In looking back, as always, you'd like to think, well, I'd like to have a second run at this thing and do things a little bit better. But the one thing I remember, and Commissioner Furman, I don't know if you're going to remember this, but one of our early meetings that we had, I was talking about some of the uncertainties that we had. And your words to me that time were, this is something we just need to start, and we may not have it all figured out at the beginning, but we'll figure it out as we go. And I've got to tell you, those words were very wise at the time, and they're more wise today, because if we would have waited to begin this until we had all these things figured out, we would be literally years behind at this point. We started construction of tower sites before all of them were secured. We had a good idea. But since we were dealing with a variety of local governments and in some cases private property owners, we had to do a number of different things. And most of the sites were up and going before we had the last one secured. But we are close, and I believe we are on track. And unless something really bad happens to us at this point, we're going to meet the schedule for this year, and this radio system will be up and operational in October as planned. We have a lot of hurdles still to overcome with the local governments, and I anticipate that bringing the various local governments onto the system will probably take longer than we originally thought, simply because in some cases it's a dramatic change for them. The beauty of this is that we can do that on their schedule. It's not on ours. Once the system is up and operating, and once they have the new equipment installed, and once they're satisfied that they're training and their troops are ready for this, then we can bring them on at that time. In review, we have a number of the big items yet to come this year. Obviously, the licensing and the training and working out all the details of everyone playing in the same sandbox for the first time in this county. And as we move on, we're getting more and more cooperation of the local governments. Your prediction has come true there also, that as this thing actually progresses, that people will realize that it is a reality, that it is going to happen, and they do need to prepare for it. We couldn't have done this without the local government's cooperation, obviously. All of our tower sites are built on government-owned land, which saved us a tremendous amount of money. We did have a couple easements with private property owners, but in those two cases, I have been just overwhelmed at their cooperation and their sense of public duty in providing those utility and access easements to us. In both cases, they saved the county and the taxpayers a lot of money by lessening our costs and by making sites that were otherwise unusable to us very usable. There still needs to be a number of things done in ways of the administration of the system and the rules governing this operation, and I believe that the advisory board and its subcommittees will be working hard on that over the next few months at that point. I'd be remiss also not to thank everyone who's helped me and to thank the commissioners for making this such a priority. This has been a team effort, and everyone in the sixth floor office has contributed to this project. And I think it's important that the public knows that we wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for the commissioners dedicating staff time and the resources to make this project happen. That's my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Matt, you've done a yeoman's job on this, and I know you took quite a bit of heat along the way without being on the front for us, but I think it's definitely paying off, and it's a good report, and I'm really excited about this being this far along. We have anything from any of the utilities yet? Is it too early, I guess, for them to have an interest in getting on with this system? Or
we have had, yes, Commissioner, we have had several of the cities and the public works and utilities that have expressed an interest in it. If you recall, one of the things that we did was we expanded the system. We expanded it in a couple different ways, but in one way we added capacity, and we did so early on, which was roughly almost a 40% savings in today's dollars as opposed to adding that capacity a couple years down the road. It also lays the fears of public safety that the system would come overloaded if we added public works onto the system. And so with that, it's a little bit easier for us to entertain those interests from public works and utilities, and also transportation, because for it to be truly an interoperable radio system, for it to truly serve the citizens of Butler County in times of a man-made disaster or a natural disaster, we need more than just public safety. Not discounting the benefit that it's going to be on a daily basis for police and fire and EMS to be able to talk to one another as they need to. But in times of need, when you need to pull in other resources, and if those things happen, this is where this system is going to truly benefit us. The one thing that this system does have is I learned early on that, and we followed really the commissioner's standard operating procedure, I'll say, as I learned it, is to build for the future. And this system is built for the future in the sense that we have tremendous capacity, and some of it is because it's what's necessary for us, but we have the capacity to expand into our neighboring counties if they would so choose to join with us. The system we have is the latest technology, which allows this to happen very seamlessly because it is all IP based. Our dispatch centers are going to be joined using the county fiber ring, and that's how they're going to communicate into the system. And with the fiber and with the radio system based on that IP technology, we're going to be able to expand as necessary. We've had great cooperation from our neighbors. We looked at something like 68 potential sites for radio towers, and some of those were outside of Butler County. The one thing, it's easy to recognize those where we have those towers, but sometimes it was people who offered us tower sites that we just couldn't utilize that I was most impressed with their offers in that sense. But we are prepared. It's one of those things we couldn't work out the details. Some of those counties are in different positions financially and technically where they weren't able to do something at this time. But once again, we move forward in Butler County, and yet we haven't really closed the door on any further cooperation, which was the direction of the commissioners, and we have succeeded at that. We're ready, willing, and able to help our neighbors when they're ready to upgrade their systems.
That's fantastic. Does this hook into the MARC system now, with the state?
We're currently working with them. We're actually a couple levels higher than the MARC system is. All the radios that police and fire will be carrying will be capable of operating on the MARC system. And I believe that we will, in some way or fashion, actually tie the two systems together. As you might be aware, actually two of the towers that we're utilizing are Mark's towers, and it was another benefit, another coup, if you will, of governmental cooperation, where we went together and we're saving the taxpayers' dollars because we're not duplicating services on the county and on the state level. And with that, we've developed a very good relationship with Mark's, and we're going to try to work out some sort of sharing agreement that will benefit the citizens of Butler County.
Great job, man. I appreciate it very much.
Don?
I'm new to the board, and I'm still trying to learn it, and it's pretty fantastic. And I think you and the other commissioners that were here should be take a big round of congratulations, and I think in the years to come, the citizens of Butler County will truly see the investment, the benefits. So you guys done a good job. Lead the way.
Matt, I just wanted to say, thanks for all your hard work. I know it's been tough, and I know that as we thank the people who have offered land and also the city jurisdictions and the township jurisdictions for their help. You mentioned something about the hurdles yet to come, and some of that is developing the common language that all the different jurisdictions are going to have to use. How is that progressing?
That's really just beginning, but we've had great support from the advisory board, also the police chiefs and the fire chiefs association, and both chiefs associations are putting together committees to work on their different disciplines and how that might work. And I think they've now come to understand just how powerful the system is, and yet, just like anything, when you have that much power, it's that much more dangerous if you're not prepared when you enter that. And so both of them have committees that are starting. Some of them are already meeting to talk about these issues and try to come to agreement on how best to do this together to avoid any potential confusion and also make it seamless. If jurisdictions that in the past have never had to talk to their neighbor or never been able to talk to their neighbor now have an opportunity and a need to talk to their neighbor, that there isn't confusion when they do that.
One of the problems that I think you mentioned to me is that some of the jurisdictions have, say, engine number 5.
Mm-hmm.
They have, both cities like Hamilton and Fairfield have engine mm-hmm. 5. Well, one of them's going to have to change.
And that's one of the things the fire chiefs are currently working on, is coming up with a system that will minimize, actually eliminate that confusion, we hope.
Right. Well, keep cracking the whip on them, and I'm sure that we'll get there. Thank you, Matt.
Got some very intelligent leaders in both police and fire, and I'm sure once they get this system that they can work out these details.
And again, that really their action is based upon the lead of the commissioners. And again, I just got to tell you, and I'm an outsider in that sense. I'm just the hired gun, so to speak, brought in. But I've just been absolutely amazed by the commitment. Again, with your staff, I can't tell you. It's very kind of you to thank me for what I've done. But with Tim Williams teaching me how to do a business plan that'll work and look in long term, and Gary Sheets, I can't tell you how much you're dedicating his time to this, because all these tower sites and more that we looked at that we weren't able to build, it was Gary that took the lead on doing the leases, on doing the easements, researching the local zoning and building codes. Gary was the one that prepared all the conditional uses, all the zoning variances, and really took a lead on that. And everyone on the 6th floor has played a part in this and made this happen. And I'd be remiss if I stood here and took any praise, because it wasn't me. You could have brought anybody into my position with that group you have there to do this. And again, with you dedicating that staff and making this happen, and I think that's starting to sift out in the county, and all the local jurisdictions realize that when you said this was a priority, that you meant it. When you said it was definitely going to be done, that we're definitely doing it. and we're making it happen in that sense. And finally, I'd also be remiss if I didn't mention thank the sheriff for Dave Waddell's participation. I don't know where I'd be without Dave right now. Actually, I do, because Dave was off for 3 months, and I struggled to fill his role while he was gone, and I'm very glad to be back. Actually, I wanted him to be here this morning, but something came up on Friday, and he's out taking care of that issue this morning for us. So it's been a team effort, and as Commissioner Dixon said, if it hadn't been for the leadership of the commissioners and stepping forward and making it a priority and insisting that it get done despite the roadblocks that we come up with, as a 29-year government employee, I guess I always subscribe to Winston Churchill's definition of success as being to move from one failure to the other without losing your enthusiasm. And the one thing that after 29 years, I guess it's nice to see a commitment made to the citizens and the taxpayers, and a commitment kept in that sense. And I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, Mayor.
Thank you.
Pass that on to Dave, if you would, also.
I absolutely will.
Assistance has been great.
Matt, I do want to thank your bosses over in Oxford for letting you participate absolutely. In this program.
Absolutely. I got to, you know, Oxford has done an awful lot, and actually, if it wasn't for really the leadership of Oxford and Westchester on this system, they're the governments that probably have, in a sense, the least to gain by this, and they've really provided the leadership on the local level in that sense. And I underestimated the amount of time this was going to take, and Oxford has been very supportive of that. And all the additional costs they're paying, I put a lot more miles on the car than ever anticipated, and they've been good about just paying the gas bill there also from that sense. But absolutely, thanks for reminding me that I missed my real bosses in that sense. But it has been good, and I think that, again, it's been a great experience, and we'll keep you updated through the year, and there'll be a couple of big dates coming up when the system actually reaches some of these milestones.
That's great. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
I'm going to go into communications, please.
Yes, first would be approved minutes from the last meeting, approved travel and training, under finance, transfers and appropriations, under personnel, accept resignation of Record Center finance clerk, approved leave of absence for deputy clerk for records recorder's office, approved leave of absence for assistant title division manager for the clerk of courts, approved reclassification for deputy clerk in Butler Area 1 court, approved salary split for CSEA employee, approved pay adjustments for two CSEA employees, approved hire of temporary collections processor for CSEA, and approved pay adjustment for senior planner for Planning Commission. That was Dave that was here. Under development, approve and execute agreement with Neighborhood Housing Services of Hamilton. Under Job and Family Services, accept and place on file payroll for January 19th. Approve three child care contracts. Approve two contracts, one with Dr. Kedgerwall and Butler County Auditor for PC Services. Approve three amendments, one with contract with Lifespan, Community Counseling and Crisis Center, and University of Cincinnati. Under Children's Services, a place their January 19th payroll on file. Under Environmental Services, approve hire of temporary part-time employee, amend two resolutions, advertise for bids for sodium products, approve OPWC disbursement request, release one-year maintenance bond for sewer line extension to Union Center Industrial Park, authorize to proceed on emergency basis with sewer line replacement, approve agreement with Arcadis, approve sponsorship agreement for the Mill Creek Confluence Project, approve extension to contract with Polydide for purchase of wastewater polymer, execute encroachment agreement with Rentschler Estates, approve reimbursement development of Winding Creek for trunk sewer extension oversizing, approve and execute contract with Cardinal Laboratories, approve agreement with Environmental Enterprises, approve change order number 3 for Rialto Pump Station, approve and waive sewer fees to Historic Schoolhouse at 6670 Station Road in Westchester. Need to skip a couple maintenance and exchange of bonds to come back to those later. Cancel maintenance bond for Union Center Commerce. grants special hauling permits, advertise for bids for intersection improvement, Princeton Road widening, and janitorial services. Approve amendment to agreement with LJB Incorporated for engineering services. Approve four state purchasing agreements for vehicles. Under miscellaneous, enter on journal petition to annex 41.055 acres, City of Oxford. Approve and execute agreement with Tyler CLT for software support. Appoint reappoint Joel Tucker to Butler County Planning Commission, and it does going to leave one opening that we are advertising for. Approve and execute Title 4D service contract between CSC and prosecutor. Approve reimbursement to EMA. Advertise for bids for purchase of various equipment for EMA. Award contract for the fiber backbone final loop up in Middletown to iFiber. Appoint outside legal counsel for collection of property tax for the treasurer. Execute contract with Lincoln Tax with Unifund Government Services. Approve and execute agreement for utility service agreement with Kohl's Department Store. And approve and execute 800 megahertz system lease with the City of Fairfield. That's for the 14th tower, so we're all done there. Provide written consent to exclude parcel from the Ross Trails RID. Approve and execute agreements for termination of the Hamilton County Jail Agreement. Approve agreement with Aramac to provide juvenile courts uniform. Approve agreement with Butler County Mental Health Board and between them and the Butler Prosecutor's Office. And approve lease with the City of Oxford for the 800 megahertz radio tower system. That's all.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
And Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And then cancel maintenance bond for metals of Aspen Trails 3 and 4A. Cancel maintenance bond for metals of Aspen Trails 2. Cancel maintenance bond for metals of Aspen Trails 1. Exchange bond for metals of Aspen Trails 1, 2, and 3.
Why are we doing this separately?
Because Don.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Thank you.
I would like to just, Mr. President, if I could. Yeah, I see we're in records and personnel at Record Center is, we're less one more.
Yes.
Person in there. How many does that make they've reduced that? Well, my point is, I don't know what the number is, but I know that department's really doing more with less. Mm-hmm. And, I think we ought to relay that.
Okay.
Job well done.
Okay.
I think she, Rhonda Freeze's runs that department is. I know. I've spoken with her a couple different times, and I think she's got the concept of paring down to the essentials with personnel and really it almost goes to all of our office holders. But if you look at this, you can see these. These numbers are decreasing, and everybody's doing. I know they're doing more work. People are still left there doing more work. They're not getting rid of anybody, but they just don't fill the positions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's goes to what our message has been to them, and I think we ought to express that to her.
Thank you very much.
I think there was a time that when you looked at her budget, it showed a big increase. But what happened was it failed to realize is that there was a contract with Children's Services to do a lot of imaging of records, which is a great benefit to the Children's Services to be able to access records immediately without having to go look here, look there, or look everywhere for the right information. So that proved to be a real benefit for Children's Services, but yet, it didn't. It just sort of reflected that her budget had grown, but yet they were getting paid back as a contract. I agree with you, Don, that she is doing more with less. And another office holder is doing that is Dan Crank, who with having less business, he was willing to. Say to the engineer, hey, do you need some help? We've got they had some projects to do and offered to lend out his office staff to the engineer, so he needs to be congratulated too.
That was really innovative on his part
without any of us, right?
He did that on his own, and in essence, he is cross-train some people who can go out and fill some needs in other departments. And, you know, I'd like to hear a little more about that from Dan, if we could
sure.
get him to come in and tell us how that works. Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
You know, and it's tough. I mean, you know, the times are slow in the, you know, planning and the records or the business sense, but, you know, that's going to come back, and those people are going to be needed again,
right.
And their experience is going to be needed. So, yeah, my hat's off to Rhonda and Dan.
Yeah, we have to. Very good point. Yeah, we have to. I think our department heads are getting the message that, you know, we need to run more like a business rather than just like an entitlement. If you know, when the economy turns down, which we're clearly in one of those cycles, that, you know, we need to watch every penny. We need to watch every penny all the time, but especially right now, you need to prepare for the future, which we're not sure what that's going to be for the next several months. And Danny Crank is a prime example of looking out for the general fund and looking out for the taxpayers. So you're right, Grant. Good point.
I'll pass that on. Thank you very much.
Excellent, Jim. I'd like to recognize Senator Gary Cates. Senator, welcome. Do you have anything you want to share this morning?
Yes.
I suppose you'd ask that question.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hey.
Anything else?
I have nothing.
Josh, yep. You have anything?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Thank you.